This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This is Andrew Schleck from The Athletic, and we come to you with breaking news. Reported by ESPN this morning, the Celtics are trading Kemba Walker, the 16th overall pick in the 2021 draft, and the 2025 second round and a 2025 second round draft pick to Oklahoma City for Al Horford, Moses Brown, and a 2023 second round pick. With me, I have my guy Alex Spears. Alex, let's first talk about this from the Thunder perspective. What are your thoughts on this deal for OKC?
Yeah, I think this deal is right in line with what Sam Presti has been doing over the last 3 years, let's say, going back to the Russell Westbrook trade, trading for distressed assets, seeing if he can rehabilitate them, and then flipping them for something in the future. So in this case, we're getting, or the Oklahoma City Thunder are getting Kemba Walker, who they're bringing in, 31-year-old point guard, had some injury concerns. They're going to see if they can, you know, help Kemba rehabilitate some of his value, and I don't know if they're going to get a first-round pick for him, but that's the exact same thing I said about Al Horford. It's the exact same thing I said when they acquired Chris Paul. So I have no idea anymore, Andrew. I feel like I should just trust Sam Presti.
I know. He's done a good job of stockpiling these assets, and if you look at the 2021 NBA draft, the Thunder now own five of the top 36 picks in this draft, and so they have a ton of ammunition to get a lot of things done. The NBA draft lottery will be on Tuesday, June 22nd, and you can only feel a little bit better if you're the Oklahoma City Thunder heading into that night, as if things don't go your way, you still have more ammunition to get to where you want to go with regards to this upcoming draft. So I think the goal for the Thunder is to continue to try to stockpile assets so that you give yourself the best chance to get good players, and they did that. A goal for the Boston Celtics is to reshape their roster and to get off of some bad money that Kemba Walker has. And Al Horford is a guy that's very familiar to the Boston Celtics and to their new president of basketball ops, Brad Stevens. So this deal brings in a player that worked very well in Boston, a guy that worked well with their young stars in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. What are your thoughts on the perspective from the Celtics?
Yeah, I think you can't underestimate the financial savings here, because while it's not a massive difference this year, it could be in that second year, because Al Horford's deal is only guaranteed for $14 million. And so the difference between that $14 million and Kemba's player option, which I think is somewhere around $38 million, that could potentially be really significant for the Celtics, a team that going into this offseason, we were talking about, well, the really only thing you can do is trade Marcus Smart. Like, that's really sure. The only maneuver they have available to them because of these deals that are coming up for Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. So I think it helps them there, and it brings back a player, like you said, that they're familiar with, that they can just kind of plug and play, while also giving them a potentially good young player in Moses Brown, who, you know, put up some amazing points and rebounds numbers for a very bad Oklahoma City Thunder team. But hey, he's now a third string center on the Boston Celtics, and I think that might be a more realistic fit for him going forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice flyer for the Boston Celtics to take on Moses Brown. He more than likely, like you said, is going to be a third string center and won't have a major impact, but you give him a try and you see what you can do. We still don't know who will be the head coach of this Boston Celtics team or what their approach will be like, but to get a young, tall, long center is not the worst thing in the world to get. But really, this is about, like you said, the financial savings and then bringing back Al Horford. They need somebody to help glue their offense together. And because Kemba missed so much time, they didn't have that. They were missing, I think they really missed Gordon Hayward this past year because of the passing and the scoring that he provided. And now you bring back a stretch big. Tristan Thompson was not the answer for them. And now you have a shot to start to rebuild the roster some with Al Horford at center. And then the roster just starts to make a little bit more sense for them. And then they can be even more centered on Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, which is what they need to be. Those are their guys. So to me, it's a deal that makes sense for both sides. You can see why each team and each fan base would love it. So I think it's a solid trade all around. Any other thoughts before we go, Al?
Yeah, I would just say going forward, I mean, I think the next major milestone for the Thunder, obviously, is what happens in the draft. Yeah. If they draft one of these top guards, like Jalen Green or Jalen Suggs, Cade Cunningham even, does that make them more aggressive in trying to trade Kemba before the start of the season? We talked about, from the Celtics' perspective, the idea of a Kemba for Porzingis trade. Is that something that becomes realistic for the Thunder? Remember that Sam Presti had given a promise to Porzingis the year before he ended up coming out. So we know there's a history there. Could that be something down the road? Who knows? We'll wait and see.
Ooh, oh, the possibilities. I would actually say that that's something that could happen. I think certainly they're looking for the next big distressed asset to flip Kemba Walker for. So should be quite interesting. Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headline section for much more on this story. And to hear more, ask your Google Assistant to play the news from The Athletic. You can also visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to join for just $3.99 per month.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.